Air quality in this region continues to rank among the worst in the country. The 2018 State of the Air report from the American Lung Association gave failing grades in air quality to most of the counties in this area. WSHU's Eric Schmidt reports.
Every county in Connecticut received an F for air quality, except for Windham, which received a D. In New York, Suffolk and Westchester counties both received Fs. Putnam and Dutchess both got Ds, while Columbia and Nassau counties did not collect data. Michael Sealback is with the American Lung Association's Northeast region. He says local pollution from cars and power plants does not account for all of New York and Connecticut's ozone pollution.
The Northeast is often referred to as the tailpipe of the nation. And what that means is that air pollution from things like coal-fired power plants in the Midwest or other power plants in Pennsylvania end up settling over our region.
The national report gives grades based on how many high ozone days a specific county had between 2014 and 2016. Ozone naturally shields the planet from the sun's ultraviolet rays when it is high in the atmosphere, but ground-level ozone, often called smog, is dangerous.
Ozone literally can make people sick and send them to the hospital.
Sealback says even though most New York and Connecticut residents live in areas of high air pollution, the air is much cleaner now than a decade ago. He says that trend is likely to continue as long as the federal government continues to enforce air quality standards, which the Trump administration has proposed loosening. Eric Schmidt, WSHU News.